Tuesday.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, joepags.com. All the social media there, plus you'll get the live stream there as well. It's the Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Monday. It's a Motown Monday. Glad to have you here. Carrie, what's going on? You good?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Making it happen? You getting it done?
Yes. Yes. Are you?
Lots of great stories today. I mean, we could do like 6 hours of these stories. You want to do 6 hours today?
No. I do not. No.
Any reason why you wouldn't do six?
I went to go home after three. How about that?
Wow.
Let's do three, and we'll come back tomorrow and do three more.
Why don't we do six and then take tomorrow off?
You wouldn't take tomorrow off.
Oh, no, I would never. No. You know why I wouldn't take tomorrow off?
I would.
Because I care too much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's why.
I care too much.
So
I've got headphones on today, for those who are looking at the video. Because I couldn't untangle my earbuds. Look at this. I couldn't untangle them in time.
Dude.
To do the show. The good thing is, nobody really cares if I have earbuds on or headphones. Man, it sounds so much better in headphones. I should do this more often. Bob-a-dub. Carrie, just a quick question, because you're a woman, many would say.
Michelle Obama, what is
her deal? What is Michelle Obama's deal?
I don't know what her deal is.
Can you help me out?
I don't think I can on this one.
I mean, it's not controversial to say Michelle Obama thinks that every woman should have voted for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being political when I say that. She's been saying that to every audience that'll listen. I mean, I am right about that, right?
Yes, I've heard her say it.
What is wrong with you women? Why would you women not have? This was a chance to vote for the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Does Michelle Obama think that we all forgot 2008?
No.
Who was the Democrat running against Barack Obama in 2008?
That would be Hillary Clinton.
Who won the majority of female votes in 2008?
Barack Obama.
Right. So everybody who voted for Barack Obama, who's a woman, did the wrong thing?
No, well, she wasn't talking about 2008. She was talking about 2016.
Well, what's the difference? I'm not sure I understand. So
Her husband's a man, right?
Her husband's a man, yes?
Yes, yes.
And the fact is, her husband, the man, beat the woman. So any woman who voted for her own husband, including her, and not for the woman who was running, is a misogynist who hates women, who doesn't get it, and who is trapped into the belief that only men can be leaders. I mean, that's what I have to believe, isn't it?
Mm. Well, again,
is that not what she's saying?
She's just talking about, I think, President Trump. No,
so it's a woman. You have to vote for a woman only if you're a woman, if she's not running against her husband.
Maybe.
Because I could be wrong about this. I'm going to go back and check, but I'm pretty sure John McCain's running mate was, wait for it, a woman.
Yes.
So if you wanted a woman to be the vice president and to be the first female vice president ever, you could have, as a woman, voted for John McCain, who had a woman as his running mate. By the way, now that he looks like his health is deteriorating, he's just scorching the earth. John McCain doesn't care. Just scorching the earth on the way out. Yeah. We'll talk about that coming up. But again, I want to make sense out of it. Because I have had people on from the opposing side, and I truly have wanted to understand where they're coming from. So I truly want to understand where the former First Lady's coming from. Last week, she called herself the Forever First Lady, which I found to be odd. Two weeks before, she did some women's conference where she basically scolded the women in the audience for not voting for the woman who was running. Here was your opportunity. Actually, Michelle, they had an opportunity in 2008. I mean, once you knew that Hillary Clinton was running, if you take her mentality, Michelle Obama should have asked her husband to drop out. Because if he would have dropped out, Hillary Clinton would have had a pretty good shot against John McCain to win. But she didn't become the president because Barack Obama stood in her way. What a misogynist. I can't believe any women voted for Barack Obama. Now, Michelle Obama never says in these conferences that she's doing, and this was another women's thing, wasn't it?
I think so.
Some women's gathering. Hey, look at us, we're a bunch of women. We have lady parts. So it was a big gathering. I think that's what it was called. The Lady Parts United. Yes, I think. No. So she goes to these women's conferences and lights women up for not voting for the woman who was available when, again, I'm just going to say it again, just so we're all clear. In 2008, the vast majority of women voted for Barack Obama. So does Michelle Obama think that all the women that voted for Barack Obama in 2008 hate women or somehow turn their backs on their sister? Is that the belief system here? I just have to know. And again, she's the forever first lady. Now, I know I'm being Captain Obvious. I know I'm being that guy. But this is only common sense. I mean, the women in the audience should like laugh at her, boo, or leave or something. Because she's quite late. Look, Hillary Clinton's nuts. We get that. She still can't believe she lost. So it's James Comey's fault, it's Obama's fault, it's Trump's fault, it's the media's fault, it's Bill's fault, down the list. It's everybody's fault why she lost. But Michelle Obama is absolutely, really, Carrie? Really?
Yeah, I just thought about it. I thought it was kind of funny.
Can I do my monologue, not a monologue, without you being a smartass?
I'm sorry. It's why I didn't say
it. Tell the people what you said.
I sent it to
you. Tell the people what you said.
I said, well, I'm going to be the forever news anchor.
Okay.
I can just do that. Correct. From a first lady and from a news anchor.
You've now made the decision. By the way, did you get the word of the meeting that you need to have tomorrow?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
We're meeting tomorrow.
Yes,
huh?
I don't want you to read anything into it, but bring a box. 1-800-383-96 for your crap.
Thank
1-800-383-9624 forever news anchor. Okay, yes. You know, you're forever pain is what you are.
Yes.
So the long and short of it is this. Michelle Obama right now is on the campaign trail trying to tell people why they should have voted for a woman by default if they were in fact a woman. I don't know if she's setting the path for Kamala Harris. I don't know if she's setting the path for some woman who's going to run in 2020. She is setting the groundwork right now to say, look, you've got another woman you could vote for. I don't know if it's Elizabeth Warren. I don't know if it's Oprah. I don't know who it is. She says it's not going to be her, that she's not going to run for election. So she's setting that groundwork. And all you have to do, if you've got a brain, is remind her of what happened in 2008. So I would love to get your phone calls on this. If you're a woman, and Michelle Obama is telling you that you're a woman, so therefore you must vote for a woman, you buying it? Is it working on you? Of course, the women in these audiences tend to be very left-wing. They're only there to hear Michelle Obama speak because they believe that what Michelle Obama says is truth, and they agree with her. So that's not going to be a good gauge. I want to hear from everyday American women. Are you going to vote for a woman because Michelle Obama tells you to or shames you for not voting for a woman this time? And better yet, am I missing the boat here when I remind Michelle Obama that her husband's a man and that he defeated a woman in 2008 and that many women voted for him? Even though there's a woman who was running against him directly in the same party and there was a woman on the ticket from the Republican Party that women could have voted for. Oh, yes, and John McCain now has regret about Sarah Palin. We'll have that story for you as well. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Let's take a break. Back after this in the Joe Pags Show. There is...
.com.
WOAI is an iHeart...
Great to have you. The Motown Monday edition of the Joe Pags Show. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Glad to have you along for the ride. Again, just wanted to bring this up. We're going to spend a ton of time on it. By the way, bottom of hour number two, it'll be Jeffrey McElwain. He is a deputy sheriff in Pinal County, Arizona. And he's featured on Live PD a lot. Love the show Live PD. I just think he's a great guy. Love the way he does the job. And he was kind enough to come on. You know, it's via Skype. Carrie, like I do most of my videos or most of my interviews via Skype, if you can see the guy or gal. And it's choppy and cheesy and weird. But we get good information out of it. So I'm not going to not run it. I'm going to run it at the bottom of hour number two. So people should stick around for that. You're not watching that show yet, are you?
No.
Live PD.
I don't.
Mm-mm. Wow. Well, yeah, I figured. I know Sam does. Sam, you watch Live PD, right?
I try to, yeah.
You know which one McElwain is?
I don't think I've seen any of the newer seasons, so I don't think I've seen him on the show yet.
Yeah, you got to check it out. He's a good guy who we've seen him in one scene. Carrie, he was standing on the side of the road like with a homeless guy, mm-hmm. holding up a smile sign to the drivers that they went by. He's just cracking up and laughing. The guy's just full of joy.
That's awesome.
You know, he's just a happy dude.
I like those people.
And then there was another episode where I thought he was going to shoot a guy.
Oh, okay.
He's going to shoot the guy.
It's serious.
And this guy said, "If you touch me, I will kill your family." I mean, I'm like, what?
Mm.
And you know, just I'm watching that unfold, so I ask him about that as well. It's really, really something. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Michelle Obama is telling women that you had a chance and you didn't vote for a woman. What's wrong with you? Even though the same woman was running against her husband in 2008, and most of the women voted for her husband. I mean, Carrie, do you think she doesn't remember?
I know she's that she stupid. Does remember.
Hold
she's
on.
Not
either she doesn't remember. Going to give you three choices.
Okay.
Doesn't remember, is stupid, or is pretending it didn't happen?
Maybe the last one.
I'm thinking the last. I'm thinking C. Mm-hmm. We'll go with C on that one. Mm-hmm. By the way, I did go ahead and suit up in my earbuds during the break, so you're welcome, people.
Why did you do that?
I don't know,
you
don't
say
like
it
the
sounded
headphones.
Better. Oh.
Well, it sounded better to me
you
in the headphones.
You just don't like the way you look.
It looks better to not have the
right.
big giant headphones. No. You know better than that. It's not about the way I look, because I, you know, it's damn well. Girl.
No, come don't on. Don't finish that.
Headphones or not, already the women are watching. Let's just stop being stupid. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Hey, Jet!
Big time Motown, Joe! Hey, first of all, tell your wife a happy Mother's Day and all that fun.
Thank
stuff.
You, my friend. Well, your family, too. Absolutely.
Awesome, Big Daddy. Awesome. Hey, Big Time Motown. Yeah, she did forget that, didn't she? That, but wait a minute, is that some kind of divide or something that you got to vote for all women? I thought you both
yes.
were the best candidate, you know, no matter what, race, creed, male, female. I'm missing something here, Big Motown.
AJ, if you have lady parts, if you have lady parts, you have to vote for the candidate that has lady parts. You don't know how it works yet, it's about body parts.
Well, I guess they profiling then, aren't they?
Hey, let me ask you something. Look, Michelle Obama's a very, very smart individual. Does she think that women are going to buy this crap, that they'll forget that in 2008 her husband beat a woman?
Well, Big Time Motown, a lot of them vote for Obama. So, you know, there's a lot of bamboozled people out there, and I'm being nice about it. They was bamboozled for 8 years, two terms of them, after me and you screaming and hollering and going against
right.
the idiots and telling them how bad that guy was, and they still got bamboozled. Now, yes, sir, it's still something that's bamboozled. That's the bad part, Big Motown, but I got a funny feeling this time I'm going to give the women credit that they're not going to be bamboozled a third time.
Yeah, but AJ, what do you think she's doing? You think that she's setting the groundwork for some woman to run in 2020? She's got to be, right? Because she's not dumb. She's
now,
doing something.
You know, don't be surprised that it's not her, because you know
you
I'm just saying now. I'm she's saying she ain't, but liberals lie
right.
all the time. Come on,
that's true.
Come on,
that's true. It just is. It's true.
I'm just putting it out there. I ain't got no crystal ball, but desperate as the Democrats are now, since the Mueller deal is going down the drain, I've never seen nothing like this, Big Time Motown. I've never seen media just miscue everything and missing all the great things Trump is doing and
right.
all the best things that's happening to America right now. And the media still on what? Stormy Monday? I'm like, come on, people. It's amazing how these people be bamboozled by left-wing media. Fake media at that. So don't be surprised, Motown. She's setting that up now. Come on. You already know.
She set it up for some woman. Now, she's already said that she's not going to run, but then you know, you could easily say, yeah, but the people really told me that I had to, so that's why I'm running.
Now you're talking, Motown. We know these people, and that's the
yeah, we
liars
do.
That they are. I mean, look at the liars that's out there now. And, I mean, you know, just watch all these idiots on the Sunday shows and all this, and you can tell. Motown, you can put the paper in front of their face, say the sky is blue, and they'll look at you and tell you, nope, it ain't.
So, I'm with you.
Hey,
no, it's true.
Don't be surprised.
They're like Baghdad Bob when we rolled into Iraq. Oh, they're not here. There are no tanks here. What are you talking about?
Yeah. And then, wait a minute. What about this one? Shimmer Ready Jobs.
He admitted he lied about that. He admitted he made that up.
And then they went social ready, and they laughed about it. Oh my yep. God! And then Trump, and then McCain not inviting Trump to the funeral. Well,
yeah, I'm going to get into McCain because the whole McCain thing is weird. AJ, we love you, man. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Y'all have a great one. Girl, happy Mother's Day to everybody.
100% right back at you. I think that's to you, Carrie. You're my
I'm
girl or something.
The girl
or his girl.
Okay.
Yes. 1-800-383-9624 JoePags.com. AJ will go on and he'll talk about every topic that we're going to cover. So I wanted to stop him at the John McCain one, but we love AJ. What he meant was he made a mistake by not voting for Obama. Is even though there are some people listening who actually think that he's a white guy trying to sound black, AJ is a black guy who actually is woke, as people would say, and didn't vote for Obama because Obama sucked as a politician. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. The whole Michelle Obama thing, I have to get a woman on to find out if you're buying this. Hey, Sue is in Minnesota. Sue, are you listening to Michelle Obama? You going to go vote for the woman next time?
That would be no. I'm in liberal-friendly Minnesota, and actually that is kind of one of the most condescending things that another woman could say.
I agree. You have no brain. You have to vote for somebody who's the same gender. It's weird.
Yes, it's very weird. So I actually pay attention and I will vote accordingly.
Well, Sue, what is she doing, do you think? What is she setting up? Because you can't go back and unvote for Trump. So what is she doing?
I actually think she's going to run. I'm with you. I'm really? With your last caller. I think she's going to run.
That would make sense. Either that or she's setting it up for somebody that she really supports, maybe an Oprah or somebody.
I think her ego might be too big for that. I think
very
she might
interesting.
Want to herself. I think
we're two for two on callers saying that she's going to run. That's pretty interesting to me.
Yep. That's just, I don't know. Everything I see about her, she's the first lady. So I think she's getting her maybe a pat on the back. So I think she's feeling kind of big about that. I think she's seriously considering it.
So I hear you and I appreciate it. Let me very quickly take Truda, who's in Austin. I've only got about a minute. Make it fast for me.
This is Truda. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. That the women that say you have to vote for a woman, I totally agree with Sue. It's condescending and it's they never have a point. That's the only thing they can talk about is femininity and body parts. I'm offended by the pink hats and all of that. It makes no sense. They make no point. They can talk for 45 minutes and never give you an issue.
Right, true, but listen, I'm with you, and I appreciate you taking the time. I'm with you. I mean, if you're going to go there and say, here's the reason why you should have voted for Hillary Clinton. On the economy, she would have this. On jobs, she would have that. On foreign relations, she would have the other thing. On North Korea, she would have this thing. But she's not saying any of that. She's just saying you had a chance to vote for a woman, and women are trained to only vote for men. And by the way, a lot of women voted for her husband, who, again, happens to be a man. Quick break here. A lot of people want to be heard on this. We're coming right back on the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Does anybody other than the media actually care about Stormy Daniels? And should we? We'll talk about it. Coming up at 8 on the Michael Berry Show.
Radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, JoePags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all of that and more right there. Also, the live stream is there at JoePags.com. So in response to somebody, Carrie, it was about a month ago now, Kamala Harris was on Ellen. And Ellen asked her, if the Attorney General and the President and the Vice President and you were all on an elevator, something about who would you want to come out of it or something?
Who would live or...
No, who would you rather be on the elevator with? I think that was the question. Who would you rather be on an elevator? The AG, the president, or the vice president? And she said something about, do we both have to come out alive?
Right, yeah.
It was hilarious. It was so funny. Mm-hmm. So funny. Somebody said die. And that tweet has been out there because I went right at her. You know, Ellen had this disgusting Kamala Harris with wanting somebody to die, and she wishes death on the president and the vice president. And I guess it takes a while for people to go through my tweets or some crap. And somebody tweeted, well, what about when the Republicans were calling Obama a tar baby? I said, no Republicans ever called Obama a tar baby. And I guess some idiot in Denver or something did, and he happens to have an R by his name. And Google's your friend. What are you, stupid? Let me say this again. And this is to the idiot who's local to us, who's listening and I guess watching the tweets. And I'll never understand why somebody follows me who doesn't understand the truth of what our politics are about or thinks that he's going to play gotcha. I don't know everything every legislator's ever said. I do know this. I do know this. The Democrats were behind slavery, lynchings, Jim Crow, segregation, separate but equal, all of that. It was all the Democrats. The Republicans had to beat the Democrats in the Civil War so that slavery could go away. It was the Republicans that overwhelmingly voted for the Civil Rights Act in the 1800s that the Democrats all said no to. It was the Republicans that were behind women's suffrage. It was Republicans that had to sign on to make sure that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 happened. If you think that Republicans are the racists, you're an idiot. The KKK is the military arm of the Democrat Party. That's where it came from. Look it up. Google it. The guy says, Google's your friend. Well, Google's your friend. Get a clue about who the people are that are dividing us and who the people are that want to unite us. Get a clue. And then get back to me, because you really look like an idiot. Because you're so quick to call people idiots. Yeah, well, you actually are one. And that's to my cousin. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a cousin. That would have been mean, right?
Guys, my cousin's
lighting them up.
Yeah.
1-800-383-9624. A couple of things that I want to talk about here. While we have people on the line who want to talk about Michelle Obama telling women, you must vote for a woman if she's available to vote for. Unless, of course, the woman is running against her husband. She forgot that part. But let me take it to the next level. Carrie, is Stephanie Clifford some sort of an idol or a mentor to you?
No, not at all.
Well, because she...
0%.
It appears to me that the left in this country is trying to pretend this woman is somehow our moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
She's the person that we should listen to. She's the person who has the credence. The president and all Republicans and all the right in the country have no credence. Stormy Daniels is her stage name. Stephanie Clifford. She was trucked out, I guess, on Saturday Night Live. Now, I still DVR Saturday Night Live. I checked it. I've got 28 now that I haven't watched.
Okay.
And I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I mean, I just stopped watching it. I'm just going to delete all of them at once, which is what I normally do when I'm going through and just purging stuff. But from what everybody says on social media and everybody says in these news stories, somehow it's a news story that a porn star showed up on Saturday Night Live and told the fake president, you know, Alec Baldwin, that he should resign. That somehow made news. That somehow is, in the minds of people who are writers and producers in New York and LA, I guess, that somehow is a gauge for what the country thinks. So I'll add to the question about Michelle Obama. And Michelle Obama is out there telling anybody and everybody who's a woman who has lady parts, you have to vote for a woman if she's running for president. And then she leaves off the part that unless she's running against my husband. So on top of that, Michelle Obama telling all the women what they should do, we also have the media telling women, and I guess men too in the country, that this porn star somehow is the moral compass. She's the person that we have to go to about what's right and wrong in the White House, what's right and wrong about Donald Trump or about the country, period. She's the person who knows more than anybody. And the reason why she knows is because she gets undressed and has sex with men and people videotape and then they sell it for money. That's why she knows. She has made an incredible amount of money, a lot more than she would have otherwise, publicizing this story and then going on these tours to different strip clubs around the country. People are going there to throw money at her, and she's getting paid a lot of money to be the headliner at these strip joints. That's the person Saturday Night Live and NBC and New York politics and New York media put up on high on Saturday night as somehow the gauge for what we're supposed to think. So Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama are telling you that you screwed up by not voting for a woman. Then this woman who is of ill repute is out there telling you what's right or wrong about the current president. That's the country in which we live. Now, again, I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in a long time. But I'm wondering, and I'll take these calls along with the calls about Michelle Obama. When the porn star shows up on your favorite late night funny show that's been on since the 1970s, do you just shut it off? Because at that point, as dumb as that show is, and as left wing and as in the mud as that show is, didn't that just take it to a whole nother level of gross? Carrie, am I missing it?
No, I think you hit it on the mark.
I've got five daughters. I don't want any of them to look up to Stephanie Clifford.
No.
Any of them.
They shouldn't. No.
And by the way, those of you knee-jerk reacting, say, yeah, she's supporting her kid. That's why she's doing it. Oh, shut up. You can support your kid a whole lot of other ways other than doing what she does. So just stop. And listen, I'm not a prude. I'm not here to say she can't do it her body what she wants to. I think it's stupid and sick and immoral, but if she wants to do it, it's her body, not mine. But when the mainstream starts putting her up on a pedestal to say, this is the person who knows, this is the person that we should all listen to when it comes to the current president of the United States, that's nuts. And let me say this again, and this isn't out there that much. I think the guy's name was Larry Sinclair. Could be wrong. I'm pretty sure his last name was Sinclair. He was a gay man who's now dead, who came out and even went to Congress and claimed that he was the former lover of Barack Obama and did cocaine with Barack Obama. And not only was he not listened to and did he not show up on Saturday Night Live, he was looked at as a serious nut job. And by the way, he might have been. Stephanie Clifford might be too. But because she is somebody on the left attacking the president on the right, she's accepted where the other guy was hurried away, was pushed along, was looked at as somebody who was not credible. And again, I don't know that either one of their stories are true. I don't really care. I mean, but in this day and age, the double standard is palpable. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Back at it, going to be Julie New Braunfels. Julie, what's going on? Hi.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Carrie. I have to give her credit, too.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on. I am calling about the Obama, Michelle Obama, talking to women about voting for a woman. And if I had been in her, first of all, I'd like to know how much she's getting paid, first of all, to speak.
Oh, but it's a lot. I don't know how much, but I'm sure it's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's probably, you know, going out there and talking to people about, you know, women's rights, which I feel that we as women have a brain in our head and we can go out and vote for who we think is the right candidate at the time. And even if she had said she
doesn't agree.
I'm sorry.
She doesn't agree with you. She doesn't think you have a brain. She thinks that you have to vote on gender, period.
Well,
she doesn't trust that you're smart.
I think that's why they'll be surprised in the next elections. I don't think that women are as stupid as they all come across that we are.
Well, what about the thing that I brought up, that she didn't complain about the woman not getting the votes in 2008? Does she think that we all forgot that election?
I guess she does. But I didn't vote for any of them. So, and the only candidate that I could vote for this time was Trump. Even though I didn't care for him as a person, I think he's a fabulous president right now.
Well, he's shown that he was going to do what he said he was going to do. I mean, he looked at it like a businessman, and people like Michelle Obama needed him to be a politician, and that's what they're missing. I think you're right about that. They're missing the fact that he's doing what he said he would do, and people like you will vote for him again. It doesn't matter what these outliners are saying.
And she may be out there trying to plug for Oprah in, you know, the next 2 years, but if Oprah were to run, it's under the wrong guys. She's not going to have the same results that he has had in just the year and a half that he's been in.
Right. We agree. And I appreciate you calling in. I think that most women will feel the same way. I don't know that women, even left-wing women, even women who agree politically with Michelle Obama, I don't think they're walking away from these conversations saying, man, she's so right. I really should have voted for the lady parts lady. I don't think that anybody walks away saying that. I don't think anybody is going to kick themselves as they walk out saying, because first of all, the people who are going to go see Michelle Obama speak probably didn't vote for Trump anyway. They probably didn't. They probably voted for Hillary Clinton. So she's, preaching to the choir. Then the media picks up and acts like, you know, this is a big deal. Michelle Obama says you voted for the wrong person. And they're not getting the fact that women don't like to be told what to do. Carrie, surrounded by women, you included, you guys don't like being told what to do.
No, we do not.
But Michelle Obama thinks that she can tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Are just going
to
fly.
Oh, yeah. She's made that clear. Yeah. And she's going to learn a horrible lesson. I think the caller's right. I think Julie's right that when 2018 comes around and then 2020 comes around, I think that it's not going to go as far left as people assume that it will. And in fact, Michelle Obama doing things like she's doing will be more hurtful than helpful. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
The tools you need to face the day, like traffic.
Because I need to get to and from work every day
to know what to expect.
News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Joe Pag Show on your radio. Glad to have you here. Welcome to the program. Thanks. Along with Carrie Lockie. Carrie, how hot did it get in San Antonio today? Do you know?
Last hour it was 91 degrees.
91?
Mm-hmm.
You know it's hot. I've got it on 62 in my studio and I'm sweating.
62? That's too cold.
Yes.
No.
No, it's not.
No. 75.
If Polo were in this studio, he'd have it on 58. Trust me, he keeps it.
I know. I share a studio with him. We're constantly fighting over the thermostat.
Good job, Polo. Way to go. So, 91. It's awfully hot. Beginning of May. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Awfully hot. It's going to be a hot one out there.
I think so.
I got it on 62 and I'm sweating. So, yeah, that's always good. By the way, bottom of the next hour, it'll be Jeffrey McElwain. He is a deputy sheriff in Pinal County, Arizona. And he's featured on Live PD a lot. I think the world of him. And I asked him to come on. He said yes. And we did the thing. Love watching the show every Friday and Saturday night on A&E. And again, the Skype is a little cheesy, but I think the interview is worth it. So just work through that if you don't mind. Meantime, let me get to your phone calls in a second here. Meantime, I want to remind you about CarShield. You've taken your car in for simple maintenance, and we all do that. Change the air filter, maybe have the air in the tires checked out. You always take the chance of the mechanic finding something else, and that something else could be a really big deal. Could be thousands of dollars. A simple sensor on these new cars could be $1,000. And if your manufacturer's warranty is over, you could be in big trouble. Well, CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair very easy. You've got your favorite mechanic or dealership doing the work. It's your choice. And they also provide 24/7 roadside assistance in a rental car while yours is being fixed. And that's at no charge. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, you can get CarShield. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle protection like I did. Call 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Joe or visit CarShield.com. Use code Joe to save 10%. Again, CarShield.com, code Joe, or 1-800-CAR-6100. Mention my name, Joe. A deductible may apply. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. I'm going to get back to the phone lines here. Top of next hour. Carrie, remind me, let's come out with John McCain.
Okay, I got it.
Senator John McCain, hashtag don't care. He's just scorching the earth. I don't know how imminent his passing is, but the word is he's already planning his funeral. The word is he doesn't want the president there. The word is he's complaining about, well, he's now saying he chose the wrong running mate in 2008. And I think the guy is filled with honor. I'm just not sure I get it. To be honest with you, I'm not sure I understand. Because this is kind of dishonorable to, look, forget not inviting the president, whatever. But the whole, reassessing 2008, why take Sarah Palin down? I'm not sure I understand that. So we'll talk about that top of the hour. Carrie will have the entire story for you. And then again, bottom of the next hour, it'll be Jeffrey McElwain, Deputy Pinal County. Meantime, back to the phone lines. Diane's in San Antonio. Diane, Michelle Obama says you have to vote for the woman. Diane said, screw you, I'm going to go vote. She hung up.
Right. All right.
I'm out of here, big mouth. All right, right back. Oh, by the way, and I don't think I've done this yet, we're adding stations left and right. And I'm getting a lot of people asking me, if we got a station here, got a station there. And a lot of the answers are yes, because we're starting to add more. I'm going to officially call it 110, but it could be more than that. I'm not willing to say more than that yet. But we want to welcome to the program or to the network WQQW in Highland, Illinois. They started today. And we love being on there. It's an absolute thrill to be on your radio station. Awesome. We got another Illinois station starting beginning of June. And it looks like in August, we may have a couple coming on in Wisconsin. So really appreciate the support. And again, WQQW, thank you so much for taking the time and giving the show a listen. I'm glad that you liked it. Let me go to the phone lines and say hello to Rick, who's in San Antonio. Rick, what's going on?
Howdy, howdy, Joe. Good to talk to you again. Karina,
thanks, man.
Polo, and Terry, thank you for all y'all do as well.
Wow, very nice.
With the Michelle Obama thing, it's identity politics. It's the left. They've been playing it for years. I remember when Barack Obama was running, there were people making it. Well, he's black. You got to run. He's going to be our first black president. We need to vote for him. Then it's the LGBTQ, the female politics. That's all they have. They don't have no substance to their running. Is I'm a woman. Vote for me. I'm black. Vote for me. I support gay rights. Vote for me. Grouping. I mean, where is the substance? There's nothing to it.
Well, there really isn't. That's why I said when Michelle Obama comes out and gets in front of these audiences, what she should say is, here's why Hillary Clinton would have been your best bet. Do better next time. But if you're saying the only reason is because she has lady parts, that's stupid.
Yeah, I just talked to my daughter. We were discussing something, and she did not understand what Martin Luther King's speech was when he said, judge a man by the content of his character, not the color of his skin. She didn't know what that meant. I had to explain it to her. I had to explain to her that, look.
How old is she?
When I voted for, she's 13.
Well, she should have learned that in school.
Yeah, I was very surprised that she had not learned that. And I was very taken back that she didn't understand the simplicity of what he had said. And, I mean, you know, I told her, I was like, you know what, when I voted for Trump, I didn't like him. I never watched any of his shows. A lot of people say that.
I got to run. You hear the music, my man. We love you, Rick. We appreciate you calling in. Another big hour coming your way. Go for the live stream, the live video on Newsmax.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, joepags.com. Also Newsmax TV, the Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Monday. Ah, yeah. Motown Monday. Lots to get to, lots to talk about. That's Carrie Lockie, my news anchor. Pain in my rear. We appreciate her as well.
Yeah, really.
So a guy, oh, you know that I do. But a guy went on Twitter earlier. Yeah. And I thought he made a good suggestion. Why can't we do it?
No, I don't think so. I don't want to.
The guy's suggestion was that we come to work one day. Was it a week or just a day?
I think it was just a day. Yeah.
And he wanted me to be the news anchor because I'll screw everything up, he said. Something like that.
No, that's
kind of funny. And he wants you to host the show.
Yeah. No.
I'm down.
Not happening. I'm not down with that.
I actually added it up. I was bored yesterday, and I added up how much you actually do.
Uh-huh.
During the show.
And?
I took a few hours yesterday to break this down.
You did that on your time off, yeah.
Right. On average, you actually only work about 7 minutes a day.
No, that is not true. That cannot be far.
I added it all up.
No, sir.
The words, I put them all together. I might actually put the actual 7 minutes together and then run it like a Facebook Live.
Oh, I just think let you should. Know what you yeah, say. Why don't you do that?
You're stupid.
I work way
you're a man.
More.
I mean, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of that is what it is.
Say you're stupid or because you're a man.
So, yeah, you do. Something like that.
Not quite.
So Sparkadelic over there on the Twitter who gave me a hard time. Some bot saw some tweet that I did a month ago about Kamala Harris wanting the president to die. And, you didn't say anything when they called Obama a tarby. The Republicans called Obama a tarby, which didn't happen as far as I knew. I said, no Republican called Obama a tar baby. And then there was some idiot representative in Denver that I guess did and then apologized for it.
Mm-hmm.
So some doofus in San Antonio, who, by the way, seems to like the same kind of cards I do. I mean, this is what I mean. Like last week I had that conversation with Alex, who's on the opposing side of an issue, but we had a great conversation and it worked.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
So like this doofus on Twitter, we probably like the same kind. I know that we do because his name even includes it. We like the same kind of cars. We're in the same city. I mean, you can't just come at me like a normal person. You're like, oh, you're so quick to call people idiots. Well, Google's your friend. So it gives me some freaking link to this guy. By the way, I was on the air. I wasn't Googling if somebody called somebody a tar baby. But so I clicked the link, and there it is. Some idiot in Colorado did back in 2011 or something. And then he had to apologize for it. And this guy was, Google's your friend. I said, well, just shut up. The bot's response to my tweet about Kamala Harris wanting the president to die suggested that all Republicans were a bunch of racist, white separatists, you know, KKK members, which, of course, all that stuff emanates from the left, from Democrats. And this guy, you know, he just couldn't handle it. That was the suggestion. Well, the Republicans did it, so why can't she do it? How about this? How about if you're a sitting senator, a United States senator from California? How about this? You don't suggest the president should die. How about that one? Whether somebody said tar baby or not. How about we just go there and try to bring it above board, above level? But this guy, it turns out, because, you know, I can't help myself, Carrie. I went and looked at his Twitter page.
I know you can't.
And he's also attacking Candace Owens. So it turns out this is a guy who is a professional conservative troll. He looks for conservatives. Now, I've been on in San Antonio, and I guess he's been here too, who knows, for 13 years. This is the one time he thinks he got me. He plays gotcha Twitter. And I don't play gotcha Twitter. What I do is I actually tweet truth. I will mix it up with you if you're on the opposing side, and I won't call you names if you're above board. The bot wasn't above board. Then this guy jumps in to defend the bot that I called an idiot. So then I called him an idiot, because I like calling people idiots. Carrie, mm-hmm. I just do.
I know you do. I've seen it.
Oh, so now I'm an idiot? Yes, you're an idiot. So yes, and if you ask me if I think you're an idiot, I'm just going to say it again. So, you know, I mean, you won't say that in real life. I blocked him before he could say that one, because I know that was coming. That's what I'll say to my face.
That's okay, good. He's gone.
So the long and short of it is this. How about all sides agree that a senator in the United States Senate should not wish the president would die in an elevator? Can we all, show of hands, can we all just agree that we don't want that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, for those of you on television, I finally looked at some of the video. I don't watch a lot of my shows because I do the show. Why would I watch it? Unless I'm like posting an interview or something.
But
the mic stand that I had was, oh, shush. Yes, I only post muscle pictures. The mic stand that I had was all chipped paint and it just looked horrible. So I replaced it. And I got a new one, and I got it up and running for you today. This is for you on TV. I do this for you people.
That's so nice of you. I'm sure they appreciate it. Look at mine.
Carrie didn't do anything for you this weekend.
Not great. How about you buy us?
Shine. It's dull. How old is that microphone?
Oh, I don't know. How long has this building been here? I don't know.
How many people have spoken into that microphone?
I don't even want to know.
Ew.
I don't want to know. No.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, bottom of this hour, it'll be from Live PD, Deputy Jeffrey McElwain.
Really?
McElwain. Well, I got to say it right. It's actually MC, but he pronounces it Mac. So I want to make sure that I say it right. And I do say it right during the interview. Bottom of the hour, Jeffrey McElwain. He's a great guy featured on Live PD. I watch Live PD all the time. He's from Pinal County, Arizona, and just does a great job. Just I find a level of joy in his work that I just don't see that often from police officers. And we talk about a lot of stuff. The community versus police. How do you find some joy? You know, what is your perspective? Why did you want to do this? You know, all that stuff. And I just think it's a really cool interview. And again, if you want to watch Live PD, I urge you to watch it on A&E on Friday and Saturday, 9 o'clock Eastern time. But we break that down at the bottom of the hour. We left last hour talking about Michelle Obama at another speech somewhere in front of the Lady Parts Convention. Carrie, did you check? Is that the name of it?
I did not, but I'm 99.9% sure it was not the Lady Parts Convention.
So you're saying there's a chance it was called the Lady Parts Convention?
Only because I haven't looked into it, but I'm going to say, you know what? I am going to say it was not called that. I'm definitely sure.
100%? Are you going to say 100%?
You know what? I'm going to say
you're going to say 100. Wow, as a journalist, you don't really know, but you're going to say 100%?
It's not the Lady Parts Convention.
Wow.
No.
Questionable.
Nobody would name it that. I'm just saying.
It's questionable journalism.
All right, I'll double check.
I think it was called the LPC. It was called the Lady Parts Convention.
No,
I'm pretty sure.
No,
I think it was LPC USA. That's the organization, to be honest with you. I think that's what they call it. So she's at some Lady Parts Convention, and she's in front of a group of women, and she's again telling women what they should have done in the election. And instead of saying, you know, her economic outlook was better, her border outlook was better, her foreign relations were better, she's just saying, because Hillary Clinton's a female, you should have voted for her. It's all she's saying. So we have that, which is interesting. Then you have Stephanie Clifford, stage name Stormy Daniels, show up on Saturday Night Live as if she's somehow the beacon of truth and morality for the left. She's on the high road, and Donald Trump to the left is on the low road. Help me understand that. She has sex on video for a living. So we have that. And then we have to get into John McCain. Senator John McCain, bless his soul, thoughts and prayers, absolutely. Meghan McCain and I have become at least Twitter friends. We don't really know each other much in real life, but I think that she's great. What is he doing? Here's a guy who has lived an honorable life, and I guess he's announcing to the world basically that his days are not long here on planet Earth, and he's just making decisions that I think, and again, it's his right, he can do whatever he wants, but I feel like they're beneath him. So we'll talk about that, too. When we come back, in fact, Carrie, if you can, get the John McCain story ready.
I got it.
And we'll take a few more phone calls. People are lined up still to talk about Michelle Obama and so on. We'll do that as well. And then at the bottom of the hour, it'll be Jeffrey McElwain. Keep it right here. Joe Pag Show coming right back.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
WOAI is an iHeart radio station.
Oh, yes. On Hotel Monday. All right, 1-800-383-9624, the Joe Pag Show on your radio, on your TV. Glad to have you along for the ride. It's a lot to get to. Carrie, if you wouldn't mind, please give us the story of John McCain.
Okay, I'll turn my mic on. This is from the New York Post.
Listen, Yeah. Just to help you out, if you're going to be on TV or radio, turning the mic on is going to be helpful. I know you're new with this.
Yeah, just a little bit. Arizona GOP Senator John McCain regrets choosing then-Alaska Governor Sarah Palin to be his running mate in the presidential race he lost to Barack Obama. According to the New York Times, he feels that if he could do it over, he would have picked former Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut. Lieberman told the Times he had known McCain felt that way. It touched me greatly, he said. Lieberman told the Times that he had known McCain felt that way. Okay, they repeated that. Palin started out strong as the first Republican woman selected as a vice presidential candidate, but she soon became a controversial figure. In one case, she denounced as ridiculous talk of the Republican National Committee's $150,000 spending spree on clothing and accessories for the Palin family. Those clothes, they are not my property, she insisted. Just like the lighting and the staging and everything else the RNC purchased, I'm not taking them with me, she said.
Okay. So there you go.
Interesting story.
The senator from Arizona, beloved, controversial, certainly I think went from favorite son to polarizing because of the election in 2016. And I don't think that it was his fault. I'm a fan of President Trump. His policies, his administration has been doing a very good job. I'm glad that we have access to the White House and the administration as we do, because we're reporting factually what he's doing. He also knows that I'm never going to not be honest. The president knows that he shouldn't have said John McCain wasn't a war hero. He knows that he should have said, let me tell you something, I like people who weren't captured. And then he said, oh, no, he was a war hero. Then he sort of tried to fix it, but the cat was out of the bag. He said what he said. He was trying to work the room. That was obvious. He's shooting from the hip like he does, and that's half the reason he was elected. But saying that about John McCain, a beloved war hero. Now, Karina, you're probably going to get the people calling in saying John McCain wasn't a war hero and some tape about how he took the side of the Vietnamese or some crap. That was under duress. That was forced. I'm not taking calls from people who are complaining that John McCain isn't a war hero. I get why he would have some disdain for the president of the United States. But I also get that here's an honorable guy who has lived his life in the public eye and in public service. Here's a guy that for 5.5 years was tortured by the Vietnamese, by the Viet Cong. Here's a guy who could basically do no wrong, to be honest with you. So why do you now, and he's talking, I mean, I guess they're planning his funeral. This is how grave things must be. There was a breaking news right before the start of the show where it was reported on Drudge that he's not going to ever return to the Senate. Did you see that, Kerry? That happened right before the show.
I haven't seen that. Mm-mm.
So, I mean, things obviously are dire. And I feel for the man. He's 80 years old. I feel for him. I feel for his family. But why on the way out? And again, hopefully a miracle happens and he lives another 30 years. But why on the way out say these things? Why on the way out say, I don't want the president at my funeral? The vice president, I want the vice president there. Why do that? You know, why do the emphatic thumbs down on getting rid of Obamacare when they had a chance to get rid of Obamacare, something that he campaigned on getting rid of? Why do that other than he's still mad with what Trump said? And, you know, you might think to yourself, you know, Kerry, look, like the guy on Twitter, I forget the guy's name now, but if we were to meet face to face, we probably would shake hands, hey, how you doing, patting back and whatever,
probably.
And then you move on.
Mm-hmm.
John McCain doesn't seem to have that ability. I mean, Ted Cruz has moved on. He called him Lion Ted.
Yes.
And said not so nice things about his wife. But Ted Cruz moved on because he knows the agenda is right for the American people. He knows that he's getting a conservative agenda, which is what a conservative like Ted Cruz wanted. Marco Rubio has, for the most part, moved on. There's still a bit of disdain. You can see it every once in a while, but he seems to have moved on. Rand Paul. What did he call him? Little Rand, or was Little Marco?
I think that was Little Marco.
Can't forget what Rand Paul's deal was. But I think the Rand Paul thing was, as Rand was complaining about Donald Trump donating money to different campaigns, Trump said, you didn't ever turn it down, Rand. You took my money. So, I mean, he went after everybody, and it was successful for him. So now you make a decision going forward. Are you going to get an agenda done that you promised your voters, that you promised that you would do when you're in Washington? And for the most part, as far as I can tell, when it comes to the border, when it comes to taxes, when it comes to Obamacare, Senator John McCain was getting everything he wanted from this president, yet was being a cog. He was stopping the gears. And he was doing that, one can only assume, because of what the president said in the campaign. You would have to assume that. I guess he's writing a book about how this president has ruined the society and our ways of getting along and whatever else. You know, the senator ran in 2000. I voted for him. I actually voted for Sarah Palin. I wasn't so sure about John McCain. He seemed way too moderate for me. Certainly was more to my liking than Barack Obama was. But there were some other Republicans that were running that were throwing their name out there that I thought might have been even more appropriate. But I voted for him because I really believed that he was going to go in there and do the conservative job. Then I saw him, you know, the whole lead up to the election, nobody felt good about him winning on actual election day because he had run it so oddly. You know, when you stop a talk show host from saying Barack Hussein Obama and act like that's somehow a hit or an insult when it's the guy's real name, you know, that's an issue. He was like running afraid to offend. So Barack Obama wins, beats him handily, and then wins again in 2012. And we see exactly what that leftist, regressive, separatist agenda does to the United States of America. And instead of in this book, like lighting up the guy that for 8 years ruined our economy, ruined our standing in the world, and did some horrible things policy-wise, he's lighting up the current guy who is doing what I think John McCain said he would have done as president. So it's weird to me. I mean, personality conflicts, certainly. But, you know, to go out like this is, I think it's beneath him. Again, it's his right. It's his legacy. Say whatever he wants. But let's say that you could even come to terms with the comments on Trump and so on. Let's say, okay, he has every right, and he does. And I'm not going to call him out on it. He's a guy who's going to do what he wants to do. Kerry, can you tell me why he went after Sarah Palin?
I don't know why. I don't know.
She was a bulldog, man. She was out there pushing as hard as she could for McCain to win. And I think that he gained a lot of votes, including some from women who were into identity politics, I guess, just for the fact that she was a strong woman who had a loud voice, some would say annoying voice, but who had executive experience as the governor of Alaska. Why attack her now? I say leave her alone. You want to attack Trump, whatever. Trump's got thick skin. He'll blow it off. But to say something, you know, negative about Sarah Palin just doesn't make sense to me. Now, if he says Sarah Palin on the campaign trail did this, that, and the other thing that was wrong, and that's why, you know, we didn't win, I'll listen to that on policy or on campaigning. But to say I chose the wrong person, it should have been Joe Lieberman. He thinks he would have beaten Barack Obama with Joe Lieberman? So again, I don't know. I feel in my gut that it's beneath him. It's his right to say it, but I feel it's beneath him, and I wonder what your thoughts are on that. Let me go to the phone lines and say hello and welcome to, it's going to be Clay in Kansas City. Clay, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Joe. All three topics you talked about today kind of point to hypocrisy. First things first, Michelle Obama, who in 2008 made a dig at Bill Clinton by saying, you know, if Hillary can't keep her own house, she doesn't have any business in the White House. So we all forget about that.
She certainly forgot that her husband was running against a woman, and she forgot to tell the women in 2008 that you have to vote for the woman.
That's for sure. Now, secondly, with Stormy Daniels, I don't remember what her real name is.
Stephanie Clifford.
The left politicians and the left media, they're so close to this they can't even realize it, but they use people for their own agenda. And that's what's happening with Stormy Daniels in Saturday Night Live.
But she's using them. Hey, no, I got to stop you, though, Clay. She's using them way more than they're using her. She doesn't care which side uses her. As long as she gets people to show up to her strip clubs and throw money at her, she doesn't care if the left is using her or the right is using her. Her entire career is being used. Sure.
She's benefiting as well, for sure. But, you know, at least in the strip clubs and in the porn industry, she knows she's being used and she's getting paid for it. And she probably knows that, too. Okay? So that's why they're so similar. And three, with McCain, I think he's kind of like Hillary Clinton here. It's not his fault he didn't win. I think he's finally just saying, you know, he picked the wrong running mate, and that's why he didn't win. And the other thing with him respecting the president, I think he's lost sight of what he went to war for in the first place. Just because you don't like the president doesn't mean you should disrespect that person. You're disrespecting the people that voted for him as well. And that's the sanctity of presidency.
Clay, all very good points, and I appreciate you waiting. He was on a long time. Want to make sure you get all 3 points in. We got to hit a break here. When we come back, it'll be Jeffrey McElwain. He, of course, is a deputy sheriff of Pinal County, Arizona. That you'll see him on Live PD. We're coming right back.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Does anybody other than the media actually care about Stormy Daniels? And should we? We'll talk about that coming up at 8 on The Michael Berry Show.
across to like Die Hard Radio, JoePags.com, also Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. And really glad to have Deputy Jeffrey McElwain on. He's from the Pinal County Sheriff's Department in Arizona. Deputy, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a little hot out here, but I'm doing great.
You know, I'm in San Antonio, so it's about 93 today. I think we're pretty close to you guys, unless you're even hotter than that.
I think we may be getting up to the hundreds the last time I checked, but I think it's all the same at that point.
No, absolutely. All right, listen, it's really, really good to talk to you. I'm a fan. I watch Live PD. I've been watching it ever since the inception. I've had the hosts on. I've had others on, and I really wanted to get you on because I watch the way you do your job, and I don't think I've ever, and I know a lot of police officers, I know FBI agents, I know a lot of people. I've never seen somebody have so much joy in doing law enforcement as you do. I mean, you really enjoy it, don't you?
Yeah, I had no plan B in life. It was always I was going to be a cop. So if I wasn't in this position now, I'm not quite sure what I'd be doing in life.
So, I mean, growing up, you were going to be a police officer. That was it.
That was it. I was a kid. I wasn't allowed to watch Cops when I was a little kid, so I'd wait till my mom goes to sleep, and I would turn down the TV real low and watch Cops and like seeing guys like, tase them. You know, it's a true passion for me, and I just try to express that for what you guys see.
Are you from Pinal County? Is that your hometown?
No. I was born in Indiana, and I grew up in San Diego, and I'm a Arizona transplant, like a lot of us out here.
Okay. Because, again, I just didn't know if that disposition was something that was sort of from that area. Because, again, you seem to be so full of joy. And at the same time, you don't have any problem snapping, you know, to attention and telling somebody to stop what they're doing if they're getting out of line. And, again, it's Deputy Jeffrey McElwain. He's from Pinal County, Arizona. He's been featured on the show Live PD quite often. I'll give a couple of examples. I'll give a really good example. Just a couple of weeks ago, what was the guy on the side of the road holding up a sign and telling people to smile?
that was a really monumental part in my career. I didn't know what it would blossom into when I reached out to talk to him. I had seen him quite a bit, but every time I wanted to speak to him, I was either going to a call or it was just not an opportunity to do so. And as many lives as he's touching out there, he touched mine that day too.
No, and again, you're just smiling, you're holding up the sign, people are waving and beeping, and again, it's a matter of just sharing a really good thing, because so often, people see the uniform, especially this day and age, and they say something negative is going on. That's not necessarily the case.
It's not. It's about, for me, I have a passion humanizing the badge, and I think Sheriff Lim has that same aspect also, and it's bringing both aspects of law enforcement, enforcing law, and also just being a person, is which I am. You know, I'm a human being, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm not perfect, but I just try to show people that. That's why I started Instagram, to show people I'm a human being. I have everyday problems and live life just like you do.
It's Deputy Jeffrey McElwain does an incredible job. Been watching on Live PD now for a while. There was a situation, I don't know, a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, where there was a guy, and maybe you can give us an update on this story, because I don't know what was wrong with the guy, but he's wearing a tie, and you got called there for some sort of a disturbance. And he had something in his hand. He wasn't complying. He wasn't listening. And he was far away from you. And you at one point get behind like some sort of a barrier, you know, holding up a building, some sort of a pylon. And it looked for a second like you might have to shoot this guy. Tell me what's going on in your mind. As not only is he not showing you what he has in his hand, but he's yelling stuff like, if you touch me, I'll kill your family. I mean, what goes through your head?
Quite honestly, everything was kind of in slow motion moving through. Thank God I've had a lot of great training. So I really didn't have a full understanding of how that event unfolded until my wife told me, hey, you need to watch this. I was like, I don't need to watch it. I was there.
Yeah, right, right. Well, as you watch it later,
like, going nuts.
We've got a weird delay. I'm sorry for interrupting, but you lived it, obviously. But when you saw it, you know, sort of like your wife saw it, like I saw it, did that give you a different perspective on what went down?
It did. I looked at it and I was like, wow, this could have went south real quick. it had so many things. I saw, one, I was appreciative of the training I received. And the second was that just how the cards fell together so that I didn't have to take a life of another human being in that instance, which I've been rightfully due to do so. I was just stunned in how this all unfolded.
Well, the way that he was reacting, and for those who didn't see it, this guy was completely belligerent. He wouldn't show you what he had in his hand. He wouldn't comply at all. And he was yelling, you know, horrible, I will kill you, I will kill your family, and stuff like that. I mean, when it gets that personal, do you have to depersonalize it? Because if you take that personally, you might act a different way than your training says act, right?
You do it. As a young officer, it's one of the key things I was taught by a now got personal. It's not personal. I mean, as soon as you do that, you start making mistakes.
Yeah, and you didn't make any mistakes in that one. Is there any follow-up on this guy? What was his problem?
From what I know right now, he's going through the criminal justice process. He just came unhinged, and there's no really rhyme or reason why that I know of. I just think he was just having a mental breakdown and everything collapsed around.
Does a guy like that ever reach out to you and say, dude, I shouldn't have said what I was saying. That was wrong of me.
I've only had one instance where I stopped someone for a DUI and I met them at the gas station randomly and he said, thank you. You saved my life.
Wow.
I'm sorry for being basically an a-hole to you that day.
Right.
That gentleman has not reached out to me to say anything. I kind of, like I said, don't take it personal.
Well, I hope he does, and maybe he won't, and maybe he's just that kind of guy. But in watching it, if he goes and watches it, if his family watches it, they're going to realize what an absolute idiot he was being. And I feel he walked away from that very lucky man, because I think you had every right to take some sort of force to stop him because of how he was acting. And again, thank God for your training. It's Jeffrey McElwain. He's a deputy at the Pinal County Sheriff's Office in Arizona. I've got to ask you also about the community and how it reacts to you guys. There was a situation probably 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and again, I don't know exactly when these episodes were, but I watched them all, obviously, where you showed up and there was some sort of a situation going on, a domestic, and it's almost like the knee-jerk reaction, deputy, is for people to say, you're only here to give me a hard time. You're only here to arrest me. You're only here to give me crap. You're only here to ruin my life. When in essence, you only were there because somebody called 911 and said we need help, right?
Yes. I mean, what I try to relate to people is my last resort is to arrest people. I don't want to take people to jail. Of course, there's people that I have to, and just they put themselves in circumstances for that to occur. But that to happen. And I think just society has had this mentality about what law enforcement does and what our purpose is. Yeah. And I'm trying to reform that. I know the sheriff's office is trying to reform that ideology that this is not what we're here for, or where we are. But first and foremost, we're here to secure peace. And whatever we can do that before it gets to the level that we have to press charges and put people in jail.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's Deputy Jeffrey McElwain. Just to let you know, I'm on in Tucson. I don't think I'm on where you are yet, so you probably don't hear my show much. But I've talked about this a lot, and I told Dan Abrams this. I told Styx Larkin this. I really think the show not only humanizes you guys, but also shows how unbelievably volatile the situations are that you respond to. And the fact that you've got to keep an even keel and you've got to just be that you're a therapist out there, you're a law enforcement officer out there, you're a father, as you said, a husband who's trying to commiserate with what's going on. Do you think Live PD has made people understand the job better? I think it does. Do you?
I think it has totally transformed what the viewers perceive of law enforcement. It has, forgive their souls, but the media has given only one side of what law enforcement is.
Right.
And we are multifaceted, very, very well educated, very well trained. And it's just sometimes we have to make very quick, instant decisions in circumstances that normal people don't have to do. And I try to tell people there are bad cops. There's bad everything in every profession. And in my belief, there's less than 1% of people stain and defile this career.
No, I'm with you, and I got a couple of last questions, and I really appreciate the access, and we have to do this again. By the way, for those who are watching, there's some weird glitch in Skype to where you freeze for a while, and then you come back, and just want people to understand that. I'm not going to stop the interview because I think we're getting some incredible information from a great guy that I'm a big fan of. First and foremost, I know that there was a situation, I can't remember exactly when it was with you, but there was somebody who happened to be black that you stopped or that you were making contact with, and the immediate response was, I think what the media has been feeding into that you just alluded to, and you looked at him and said, hey, am I disrespecting you? Do I look like I'm the guy who's doing that? Is that what's really going on? Are you making assumptions about me? And it seemed to snap the guy out of it. How prevalent is it, Jeff, that you show up at a scene where you're called to generally, and somebody who happens to be from a community that for some reason the media is making it out that you guys are out to get them? How often is it that you face something like that? Do you have to defuse a lot of situations like that in your daily job?
I do, and one thing I don't stand for is individuals using race or some type of social grouping or religion to say why law enforcement would treat them in some type of certain way.
Right.
That's not me. I immediately put that fire out because I won't have conversations like that or let someone degrade this profession in such a manner. I don't see color. I don't see religion. I don't see gender. I don't see any of that. I see someone may have a problem, me having a bad day, and wherever it is, you're going to get the same quality of service for me and my partners as as you would no matter who you are.
Yeah, and again, unless it's a traffic violation, you're only there because somebody called and said, we need help.
Exactly. And, you know, I tell people I'm just a trained observer and I report things. Your race and creed have no bearing on any situation or who you know.
Right.
You're going to be treated fairly and with dignity as a human being. Exactly how I would expect, you know, my wife or children or my family to be treated if they were stopped by law enforcement.
Deputy Jeffrey McElwain of course, from the Pinal County Sheriff's Department. Last question. Just be honest with me. Is this cow manure bingo? Is that real? Come on, man.
I what's the word? A yuppie, I guess, is a city boy. I'm a city boy. I have no clue with Sheriff Lamb.
The sheriff was out there. For those who didn't watch, the sheriff was out there, and they're walking around waiting for cows to go to the bathroom on squares because then you win a bunch of money. Come on.
When I heard, I didn't get a chance to watch that night. I was spending some family time. But when I got news of it, I was looking at Twitter, and I was like, what is going on? And I was like, I have Styx's page. I have never heard of this game before, but I definitely, when I see him this week, I'll be having some questions.
No, absolutely right. Jeff, I really appreciate you taking the time. We've been working on putting this together for a while. It's Deputy Jeffrey McElwain. He, of course, of the Pinal County Sheriff's Department. He's featured on Live PD a lot for good reason. He's one of the really, really good guys. Deputy, thanks a million.
No, thank you. I'm honored.
We're back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Oh, yeah, baby. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long.
Great to have you. It's a Motown Monday, the Joe Pag Show, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Again, sorry about the technical aspect of that interview. Wanted to get Jeffrey McElwain on for a while. And we, for some reason, the internet wasn't working right, or the Skype just wouldn't connect the right way. But I thought the information was good enough and interesting enough that I would still run it, although pretty choppy. The next time we have him on, we'll certainly make sure that it's better than that. But we appreciate what he does. We appreciate that show every Friday and Saturday on A&E. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. A lot of people want to be heard on Michelle Obama. They're still beside themselves on that. A lot of people want to be heard on John McCain. Next hour, I've got at least three stories on how stupid it's getting in our public schools in some areas. I just give you some headlines. Here's one. Schools removing analog clocks. I'll tell you why schools are removing analog clocks. Carrie, do you know why?
I do know why. Yeah, I was going to get ready to send that story to you, too.
Yep, we'll use that one.
Okay.
Illinois Senate passes a bill that requires a certain kind of history be taught in schools. Oh, yeah, we're gaining stations in Illinois, especially our new one tonight, too, in Highland. Stick around. I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss it. And then in New Jersey, school passes a rule that everybody makes something they try out for.
Yeah, that was not crazy.
What? So we'll have those three stories at least as we take a look inside our inside education on the Joe Pag Show. It's a new segment we like to call Inside Education. And by the way, if you're a school teacher or you're a superintendent or you're somebody at a public school and you're rocking it and you're doing a great job, I'm not talking about you. You know, every time I do these stories, Carrie, I get a bunch of teachers. Oh, I hate the teachers.
Yeah.
I don't hate the teachers. I am unhappy with the ones that are doing stupid things. And trust me, join me next hour. You'll hear how stupid these things are. Meantime, got to remind you that your blood pressure needs to be checked all the time. Well, not like all the time, but you need to know what your numbers are. Now's a good time because May is Blood Pressure Awareness Month. And with the new guidelines for the American Heart Association, you're going to want to take another look at your numbers and do something great for your heart, like drinking Super Beets. Super Beets concentrates an essential nutrient found in the heart healthy beets, which have been clinically shown to have a beneficial effect on supporting healthy blood pressure levels. It's a small thing you can do now to make a big difference long term. So call 800-516-8389 or go to joelovesbeets.com. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus indicator strips to see how it's working for you, and a special offer during this month only. You're going to get a free bottle of D3 K2 Complex. It's a once a day dose of vitamins D3 and K2 that helps support strong bones and promotes healthy arteries, and a great tasting tablet, all with free shipping as well. 800-516-8389 or go online, joelovesbeats.com. Let me head back to the phone lines in the time we have remaining. We appreciate you being patient. I feel sorry. One person was on for like an hour and 10 minutes and hung up.
Oh,
I was just about to go to him, too.
That's awful.
Right, just about to go.
Mm.
Let me go to Nancy, who is in Alaska. Nancy, what's on your mind? Hi.
Hey, Joe. One thing that hasn't been brought out, if the Democrats want us to vote our gender, what are the transgender people supposed to do?
See, they're not allowed to vote. They're not allowed to vote.
Oh, really?
Well, no, it's a great point. We've got a party. No, we've got a party that wants to tell us what gender we can be, what gender we can't be. Now they're trying to tell us what gender we have to vote for. Who's to know anymore?
Yeah, exactly. I love you. I love your reasoning. You crack me up. You're a source of knowledge and entertainment as well. And I got to say, Carrie, I got to hand it to you being on the program of Mr. Pags. You get the trophy, the award, and the crown. Go for it. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Wow. That's very, very nice. Nancy, I'm not even going to Rickroll you because you were so nice to me that a couple of nice words about Carrie is fine. And we love being on in Alaska. We've been on there. Alaska was one of the early stations that came on. And then we got another one recently in Fairbanks. But we've been on in Anchorage forever. So we really love the people of Alaska. Let me go back to the phone lines and say hi to Mike in Houston. Mike, about the previous interview. Mike, I've only got about 45 seconds. Make it fast for me.
Hey, look, man. So I'm watching this live TV and stuff. They chased him out of Tulsa, right? I'm from Houston, but originally live in Tulsa. I was driving lowrider cars a long time. I've been profiled and pulled over, right? And I'm a 48-year-old white guy, half Cherokee Indian, but you can't tell it. So I get pulled over because I roll the window down with a really, really dark tint, and they let me go. I'm dressed in formal wear. Me and my wife are going to dinner. They let me go, right? So
you're going to dinner in a lowrider?
Yeah.
Nice, man. Well, listen, that's riding in style. I got to hit a break. Got to go on TV. We're back tomorrow. We continue on radio. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Order. Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, JoePags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, the live stream is there as well. Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Monday. Oh, yes. Motown Monday. Come on, Carrie, sing it.
No.
I don't know if I'm going to sing it, to be honest with you.
Really? Oh, good.
I normally
Let's
would.
Let's just kick back and listen to the song.
With freaking earbuds in. The earbuds in it, just I can't hear the tone.
Yeah,
right.
It wouldn't be good. Let's just listen to the song.
Don't use reverse psychology, because I'll start singing.
Believe me, I don't want you to sing.
I guess you said, what can make me feel this way, my girl?
No crown for you. That would be ridiculous.
Oh, I think I need one.
Oh,
I think.
No.
After 11 years on the show. Mm-hmm. Listening to you sing.
Come on. Let me enjoy this. What's the matter with you?
Well, you're the only one.
That a bird is a tree.
Everybody. Saying no, then.
I'm saying no.
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Glad to have you. Glad that you stopped by. Appreciate you doing it. Do-do-do. La, la, la.
Okay. Sounds
good. Something of the, what is this? Any sign that they sit in? Bob just wrote me from Reno, Nevada.
Bob, yeah.
If he comes to San Antonio, he would like to know if he could sit in the studio and watch me do the show.
Oh, I think you should let him. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you guys have an extra chair, right?
No, we have no extra chairs.
We actually don't.
What does that mean? Wait a second.
No. He wants to sit in with you. Yeah.
But you
would
welcome him to your studio. Wow, Bob, I'm sorry. I was going to say yes.
I think you actually should. You've got plenty of room in your studio.
I was going to say yes.
In there.
Mm-hmm.
No, you weren't.
You took a team up with me all you want. You know damn well that your studio would be the right place for Bob.
It actually wouldn't.
No, there's not enough room for Bob.
This would be how it would be. Welcome to the program. Glad to have you along for the ride, along with Carrie Lockey, Polo Cuellar, Karina Medellin, Sam Pags. Bob's in the studio. It would be great.
Yes, I think you should.
That would be great.
He needs to be in your studio.
And Bob's here.
Yay, Bob.
For goodness sakes, it's Bob.
I love Bob.
So there you go. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. People still want to be heard on John McCain. They want to be heard on voting for a woman. So let me get you two out of the way. Not that I'm going to push you through. I mean, Vicky, you held a long time, and Steve, you have as well. So I'm going to get to both of you. And then I'm going to move on to the school stuff. Because, Carrie, these stories are just nuts, are they not?
They are crazy. And they're happening.
The reason why it's they're true. Taking analog clocks out of school makes me ill.
I know.
Have you got that one? Too. We'll start with that one. I think we'll start with that
one. I got it.
All right, we'll have that in a second. Here we go. Let me go to Steve, who's in Kansas City. Steve, what's going on? Hi.
Joe, I love the interview you did with Jeff McElwain.
Thanks, man.
You need to make him a regular. It is such a...
Well, I would like to if we can get a better Skype hit. It sounded, so choppy. If we can get it to be smooth, I'd love to have him back on. He's just great.
He is great. And I'll tell you what, he's a perfect person to represent law enforcement in this country. He is a joy to listen to. The second thing I wanted to bring up to you, really what I called you about, was John McCain. The history of John McCain is no hero. The history of John McCain has been hidden. Are you familiar with the Forrestal?
I want to say this before you ask me any questions about John McCain. I want to make this as direct as I can. The man was captured by the North Vietnamese. He was held hostage. Hold on. Because I love you. I don't want to start yelling back and forth at each other. Let me just get this out, and then I'll shut up and listen to you. Held hostage, and we know he was tortured. The man can't lift his arms past his shoulders for 5.5 years. So if that doesn't make somebody a war hero, I don't know what I'm missing. But I'll listen to you. But you trying to convince me that he's not a war hero probably isn't going to work, because I couldn't probably have taken what he took for 5.5 years. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, the USS Forrestal was an aircraft carrier that he served on. And when he was sitting in his aircraft waiting for the catapult, jacking around in his cockpit, he hit the fire button. He fired a rocket from his aircraft, hit another aircraft, caused a chain reaction. I believe 200 soldiers or sailors were burned to death. They were burned alive as a result of John McCain. And not only that, but
Steve, at this point, you know more about the situation than I do, and you're accusing the man of killing 200 some odd sailors, something that has never been brought up at all ever in my life that I can remember. Now, if there's some fact to this, I'd like to see it. I'm going to let you finish, I promise. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to have to see some proof that John McCain shot a rocket accidentally and killed over 200 people, because I think that probably would have been brought up during the campaign in 08 if it were true.
Okay, well, a lot of his history has been consulted. Now, in 1992...
Steve, stop. No, back up what you said. Tell me the source. You can't just say he killed a bunch of people and then move on.
Do your own research. Go on the internet.
No, do your research. You're the one who called in and told me about it. You do the research. Tell me.
I looked into it.
Fill me in. Where did you get it?
I've done some research on it. I mean, this is...
What is your source? Don't tell me about what you've done research. Give me the source.
Joe, I have been following this man for a long time.
I love that you love my show, and I hope that you'll call back. I can't continue to have you on the show if you won't back up that you just alleged that a U.S. senator killed 200 plus sailors.
Okay, wait a minute. Admiral Stockdale was the ranking
back it up
in the Hanoi Hill. Okay,
Admiral back it up.
You're going to hear it. You're going to hear it back up. So Admiral
back Stockdale, up the 200 plus sailors dying. Don't tell me about the Hanoi Hilton, because that's a different story. Okay, listen to me. I'm going to put you on hold. Steve, listen to me. You yelling and screaming and being loud isn't helping your case. I don't know anything about it, because I have not done a history of John McCain and whether people died. I looked at his Wikipedia. Nothing was said about him shooting a rocket off and killing 200-plus sailors. I would imagine the man would never have been elected senator if there is factual basis to this. Now, I'm not in the middle of a break. I'm not going to stop my show to Google it, okay? You want to call my show and tell me that he killed 200 plus sailors by shooting off a rocket accidentally. Either you back it up or you're just making crap up. Now, was there an accident on there? Maybe. Is there some truth to what you're saying? I don't know. I haven't looked it up at all. But I'm here to tell you that if you're going to make an allegation like that, you don't get to move on to Hanoi Hilton. You don't get to move on to something else to prove that he's not a hero. Back up what you said or I have to let you go. Steve, I'll give you one more chance. Go ahead.
Bill, the history of the Forrestal is fairly well documented. But John,
show me that he was playing around with the joystick and accidentally shot off a missile and killed people. Show me where somebody says that happened other than you.
They didn't pin it on him. But the point is...
Well, then why are you pretending that he did it? This is my point, Steve. Listen, I made my living as a journalist. I can't let you talk over me. You can listen on hold again. I made my living as a journalist. I could never have done what you just did. You can't say it because you think it or because somebody surmised it. If they never said it was his fault, then he officially didn't do it. That's what I'm saying. You can't make that allegation. Carrie, could you have made that allegation as a news person?
No, I could not.
This is why I say back it up, Steve. I know that you believe it. I believe that you believe it. I believe that you think it's fact. But you called my show and, as a matter of fact, said John McCain was jockeying around with the joystick or with the controls and shot off a missile and killed 200-plus sailors, burned them to death. And I said, back it up. And then finally you said, you know, well, it didn't really happen that way. Well, that's not the official story anyway. So I'll give you one more chance. You want to tell me how you can prove that he did it? I'm listening. Otherwise, you just don't like the guy. Go ahead.
I can't prove that he did it, but he was in his...
Then why would you say it?
Because he was the most likely candidate. They didn't find fault with one individual, but they've covered
up... So the most likely candidate, and that's what you're going with. And you want me to just believe it?
Well, he was right there, and a lot of other guys on that deck didn't survive, and he certainly...
Was anybody else right there?
Yeah, but the guys on deck, I don't know how many...
I'm guessing on an aircraft carrier, I'm guessing there were a lot of people right there, no?
No, not that many guys up on the deck of an aircraft carrier. They're sitting in the command tower, they're below deck. There aren't that many guys.
Well, then how did he kill 200-plus sailors if there weren't that many people there?
Well, it almost sunk the ship. I mean, the fire, you know, it led to a chain reaction.
Let me ask you one question before I let you go. Why do you want to believe that he did it?
Joe, I'm sorry. You know, John McCain, his father was an admiral. His grandfather was an admiral. He was
so?
His son. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth to the rank of officer on board every naval base that he served. And when he got to Annapolis, they pushed him through. He graduated last in his class.
But that he did graduate last. I know that to be a fact. Right.
Yes. Okay, now, Admiral Stockdale was the ranking
Steve, officer. You have not told me why you want to believe it. Stop. Rich people have children. Admirals have children. People have children. Don't hate on the child because their father or their mother was ranked higher or had more money. Who cares? I mean, you're trying to pin something on the guy that clearly has never been pinned on him. And you said it like it was a fact. And that's irresponsible, Steve.
Well, he was there. And he was right there.
A lot of other people were obviously there. You said that 200 died.
And he was one of the few that survived.
So if he would have died, then you would have said he didn't do it. So he should have died. Then he didn't do it. If he would have died, then he didn't do it. Steve, I'm glad you liked the show. I cannot operate under this false pretense that you say it, so therefore it's fact. I hope you'll keep listening to the show. I hope you call and we'll have a more fun topic. But as I said earlier, I'm not going to take calls telling me how John McCain isn't a hero. The guy's about to die. I've decided because he was in the Hanoi Hilton for 5.5 years and he was obviously tortured. Half of his body can't even go up past his shoulders. I mean, clearly something happened to the man there for 5.5 years that has to affect you and how you see life. And people want to denigrate him. I don't get it. I don't. And now people are writing in more. Oh, look at this. McCain did it. All right. Whatever. GLVA. Oh, I know. You don't know anything. If John McCain wasn't brought up on charges and wasn't found guilty of doing this, then you can't say it happened. You know, facts matter. They just do. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Today. WOAI is an iHeart radio station.
Your sweet
Monday. Glad to have you. So now, make sure everybody understands what I'm saying here. Karina did nothing wrong. So I warned going to the John McCain talk that people would try to call in with their conspiracy theories about John McCain, and he's not a hero. Here's why. And I warned Karina because people will always try to take the opportunity to try to say John McCain's no good. Look, as a politician, he's not my favorite. He's certainly not my favorite Republican. There are a lot of things he could have done differently. And he could have stuck to his words on a lot of things. He said he was going to do this, that, and the other on the border, this, that, and the other on cash for clunkers, and he didn't do it. So when it comes to politics, I have no problem talking about what I like and don't like about what he did. When it comes to his war record, it's above reproach for me when you're 5.5 years being tortured by the enemy. But this, I'm telling you, this is why I said, Carrie, you know, I said it. I warned us that if we do it, if we take these calls, this is what's going to happen. So Steve has convinced himself that John McCain, because he said these words, was fiddling with the joystick and accidentally shot off a rocket, killing over 200 sailors. He said that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The story, because now I have to do the freaking Google. Now I have to look up the freaking History Channel. I have to look up the freaking this and that. Snopes says that it's false, that it's fake news. But then again, Snopes can be biased. History Channel, which I find to be unbiased and just tells history. Rocket causes deadly fire on aircraft carrier. That's the title. That's the headline. A fire on a United States Navy carrier stationed off the coast of Vietnam kills 134 service members on this day in 1967. The deadly fire in the USS Forrestal began with the accidental launch of a rocket. During the Vietnam War, the USS Forrestal was often stationed off the coast of North Vietnam, conducting combat operations. On the morning of July 29th, the ship was preparing to attack when a rocket from one of its own F-4 Phantom jet fighters was accidentally launched. The rocket streaked across the deck and hit a parked A-4 Skyhawk jet. The Skyhawk, which was waiting to take off, was piloted by John McCain, the future senator from Arizona. Fuel from the Skyhawk spilled out and caught fire. The fire then spread to nearby planes on the ship's deck and detonated a 1,000-pound bomb, which killed many of the initial firefighters and further spread a fire. A chain reaction of explosions blew holes in the flight deck and had half the large ship on fire at one point. Many pilots were trapped in their planes. As the fire spread, it took a full day before the fires could be fully contained. Hello? It sounds like he was hit by the missile. Did I miss it, Carrie?
No, because I was looking, too. He was injured. He didn't have, I don't think, major injuries from this, but he was injured because of this accident, too.
A missile was accidentally launched, and it hit him. So how does Steve take that to mean that he launched the missile? And the reason why the fire spread and got so intense and so bad and so many people died is because the fuel from his plane that was hit by a missile was leaking all over the deck. So this is what I didn't want to have to do. Why should I have to go and do research for stories that don't have any backing? That's why when you call in, and I love you like a brother. Listen to me, Steve. I love that you listen. I hope you keep on listening in Kansas City. But when you call in, I have a level that I have to be at before I report something. And if I'm not at that level and I can't say, this is how I know, I saw it, I read it, I've got four sources, I can, everything Carrie reads, she gives a source on. Everything I read, I give a source on. You, what was your source? I kept on saying, what's the source? And you wouldn't tell me. It turns out you have the official story wrong. The story was he was hit by a missile while waiting to take off. Whether you think he was the best pilot or not, doesn't matter. He was last in his class, but I think he was fourth to last. I don't think he was last. But either way, bottom line is, the official story is, unless you think because he was the admiral's son or the admiral's grandson, they actually blamed some other poor sap for John McCain launching a missile that somehow caused a gas leak or a fuel leak on his own jet. That's what I'm saying. Why did we have to waste, you know, 7 minutes on that phone call? And people listening go, well, you're the one who wasted the minutes. No, I wanted to get the guy to tell me where he got it. It's simple. You tell me where you got it, we can go from there. We could actually work with that. Let's debate it. Let's talk about it. Let's toss it around. You have to come from a place of knowledge, though. And for some reason, the caller, and he's allowed to, doesn't like John McCain and needs John McCain to not be a hero. That's why I don't take the calls like this when we talk about McCain. Because everybody's got a theory. You know, the last time we did it, Carrie, I believe somebody called in and said something about how John McCain went on the radio and did a radio saying that he apologized about the Americans' aggression against the North Vietnamese. And those who are conspiracy theories or theorists were acting as if he just said, hey, can I borrow your radio for a second? Let me just put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
He was being held hostage. They made him say that. What are you talking about, dude? You know what I mean? Go on.
I know. I know. Take a deep breath.
We have really fun education story. Actually, the education stories are not fun at all, to be honest with you.
No.
Vicky, you've been holding forever. I've only got a minute for you. Make it happen. Bring it. Vicky said a minute's not enough. I'm out of here.
She will not bring it.
Oh, hello?
Okay, Vicky, unfortunately, we have like a minute. You got to go fast.
During the campaign, there was a woman who was prominent in the Democratic Party who said that the women of America who were not going to vote for Hillary should be ashamed of themselves. And my first thought was, no, you should be ashamed of yourself for trying to tell me that somebody who's such an obvious criminal, probably more in more ways than we know, is somehow representing me as an American woman. No way. I mean, if you're going to promote a woman, at least have it be a good woman.
Well, how about this? How about just a good candidate who happens to be a woman? The whole woman aspect of it makes no sense. Who cares?
Really? I mean,
Vicky, I love you. Listen, I got to tell you, you talked me off the ledge because the last caller got me so frustrated. I needed you to call in with a calming voice and a calming nature and facts behind what you said. I love you. I'm letting you go before you mess it up. 1-800-383-9624. Joe Pags. I don't want to give her a chance. Whereas you've heard to say, whatever, you suck. I hate you, Pags. All right, we'll be back after this, all those school stories. Keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Does anybody other than the media actually care about Stormy Daniels? And should we? We'll talk about that coming up at 8 on The Michael Barry Show.
Hey, great radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, JoePags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all of that and more. The Joe Pags Show coming your way along with Kerry Lockie. The entire crew's here. Gary, you know what I like? And I like a lot of things, but what I like about
like
what we do is that we're, well, I mean, most of you. So in what we do, the people feel comfortable enough with us, because there are a lot of radio shows out there where people wouldn't feel comfortable talking to the host.
Yeah.
But people, I think, feel comfortable talking to us.
I think
which
so.
Is cool. Like,
yeah.
I had a guy who's a young guy who's writing a paper on North Korea, who's a fan of the show and of mine, and was asking me, so what are we doing? So I'm going like back and forth on Twitter and like a direct message with this guy, like for his assignment in school. And I'm cool with
that.
That's
kind of cool.
I mean, I like that. He thinks that I'm a resource. Just had a guy write me from Idaho who is a high school teacher and just asking me, because he's struggling with actually defining debate and the benefits of debate with his class. And he's asking me to, like, I might offer to do like a Facebook Live or some sort of Skype with him. Why not? Why the hell not?
I think you should. Yeah.
We try to be the people. Well, could I offer you up? Kerry would like to do it with you?
About what? It depends.
Just, I don't know, Skype something with the class, whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Wow, that was not a very firm sure. That was a shrug of the shoulders.
Well,
sure.
They want you. Right, I don't want me.
No, there we go. They want to be in my studio too. Thanks, Bob.
Yes.
So, all right, let's do these stories. Let's start with the analog clock one, please.
Okay. This is from WJLA in Washington. What has two hands and a face, but no arms and legs? A clock, of course, but that riddle is not the only thing that puzzles some people about old-fashioned analog clocks, apparently. A United Kingdom Teachers Union told the Telegraph last week some schools are removing analog clocks from classrooms because students can't read them, and it stresses them out. The old-fashioned devices are being replaced with digital devices instead. The current generation aren't as good at reading the traditional clock face as older generations, says Malcolm Trobe, Deputy General Secretary at the Association of School and College Leaders. They are used to seeing a digital representation of time on their phone, on their computer. Nearly everything they've got is digital.
Please stop. Please stop.
Okay.
Okay, so first and foremost, this is important. This is not a public school in the United States. This is in UK, the United Kingdom. Kerry, where is this happening? What sort of a facility?
In public schools.
I'm not as hip on school stuff as I used to be.
Mm-hmm. Not as hip.
What do they do in school?
Well, you learn. Some would say sometimes you learn how to tell time.
So, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Let's say I'm a teacher. That would be bad.
That'd be horrible.
Let's say I'm a teacher. Oh, yeah, because I would have no patience. F, get out of the class.
Yeah.
I would, like, try to block my students, like hashtag block, and it wouldn't work.
No.
I'm just going to sit back for a second, because I'm trying to understand the common sense, or the lack thereof. The kid is in school, looks up at that round thing on the wall. It's got a long arm and a short arm, some would say hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got numbers, some would say Roman numerals, around it, right?
Yes.
I'm a teacher. And the student says, and it's a British student to me. Mm. Hey, tell you, what's the round thing on the wall? Right?
Oh, dude.
So the student says that, and the teacher goes, oh, well, cheerio, why you ask? And the student says, bloody hell, what is it? It's stressing me out. And then the teacher says, well, we'll just remove it, right?
Oh,
am I the ass wagon, or
well,
should the teacher
not in
be
this case.
Shush? Should the teacher be well certified and well equipped to say, well, sit your bum down, let me teach you what it is?
Yes, they should. Telling
I mean,
your husband should not stress you out. Okay.
If a kid goes up to your husband and says, what's that round thing on the wall with the funny hands and it's ticking all the time? Wouldn't your husband say, well, let me tell you what that is, Sparky?
Yes.
It's a clock, and here's how you tell what time it is.
Yes.
Why would they take every analog clock out? We have to put digital clocks on the wall, or else our kids will be stressed out?
You know, them not teaching cursive anymore. Well, they don't use it anyway, and it stresses them out, and it's too hard for them, so we're not going to teach it anymore. That makes no sense.
By the way, in New York, where I started school, they called it script. Of course, in Florida, they called it cursive. Do they really not teach cursive at all anymore?
A lot of times they do not. I had to teach my oldest son.
I think Sam is the youngest on the crew. Sam, did they teach you cursive?
Yeah, they definitely did.
I mean, what's so freaking hard? When I went to school, Carrie, you probably did this too. There was the blackboard.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had the alphabet on top of the blackboard,
right.
Like little green cards. Mm-hmm. They had a big cursive A and a little cursive A.
That's right.
And a big cursive
That's how
B
we
and a little cursive B.
Yes.
And we learned how to do it. And we were writing cursive in second and third grade.
Yeah. I guess that happens.
We stopped doing that now?
In
we
some.
Doing
because
that.
I know I'm going to get, no, my kid knows how to do it, or I'm a teacher and I teach that. And that's great. I'm just saying, I've heard.
I mean, what the... What on? I mean, but
I know.
Do you have the next stupid school story, please?
I have the one from New Jersey. That's the last one that I have.
Let's do the New Jersey one. Then we'll have the one out of Illinois. Come on.
This is from ABC 13. A school in East Hanover, New Jersey's passed a new rule when it comes to the cheerleading squad. Either everyone makes the squad or no one does. This all started after tryouts at the Morris County School where some cuts were made. When a parent complained that their child was not allowed on the team, the athletic director changed the policy. Now anyone who wants to cheer can be on the squad. The rules are being met with mixed reaction and strong emotions from students who don't agree. Quote, I tried my hardest. Now everything's going away because of one child who did not make the team and their parent complained. So now all my hard work has been thrown out the window, student Stephanie Kruger says. As some parents say, when they complained, the principal then threatened to disband the squad altogether. The school is standing by the decision to allow everyone interested to participate with the goal of being inclusive.
I don't understand. Let's just go. It's a small school, 500 kids on the campus. If all 500 want to be, they're going to be in the cheer squad.
Yeah. Nuts. It's
Can I ask
crazy.
A dumb question?
What? Yeah, please, because I don't get it.
If they're all going to be on the cheer squad, who are they going to be cheering for?
I guess you play the down on football, then you run to the sideline and cheer. Oh,
I mean,
how is this the answer? Now, through my life, I've auditioned for and I've tried out for things. I remember, I must have been 9 or 10. And we did like this draft for our little league, our little league in our area. And for those of you listening in South Florida, it was Green Acres right off of Perry Street, right there, Green Acres Little League. And if you were good enough, you made a team. Some kids tried out, didn't make a team. And this was like a bunch of teams trying to draft us. And I remember trying out for college, not for baseball, but on my saxophone. I had to play in front of a jury. I had to play a classical song on a saxophone with a piano accompanist. And if I sucked, I wouldn't have gotten anything. If I was any good, I got a scholarship, and I did. I got a scholarship, but The thing I don't understand is why would we ever tell people don't even try anymore?
I know. You're going to get in anyway. But that's not how the real life works. When these kids get out there in the real life, it's not going to be that easy.
Well, they're going to go to work, and the boss is going to say, I need you to accomplish this task.
No.
And the kid's going to say, I didn't accomplish it, but you still have to pay me. And
exactly.
You can't fire me, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah. It's not going to be that way.
Has anybody who's in the education business, and if you're a teacher, you're an administrator, you'd like to illuminate me, let me know why this is somehow okay. I just want to know what their perspective is. When they say, well, because the one student didn't make it, from now on, everybody makes it. I just want to know what it is that you're doing as far as life skills. How exactly are you helping that person be a productive member of society? How are you helping that person have drive, desire, and ambition to succeed beyond their wildest dreams? You have to try in life. You have to really try. If you don't really try, you're not really going to succeed. You're just going to be an also-ran. Listen. If you don't make the team this year, and your goal is to be on the team, you'll work your ass off for next year. The first time I tried out for all county, you know, music, a jazz band, or all state, I didn't make it. The next year I was first chair because I said, watch me. This is what it does. It invigorates your sense of competition, your sense of self, your sense of production and achievement and ambition. Why are we shutting that down in our children? The last one we might have to actually carry over for tomorrow, but I'll take your phone calls on each story so far. So far we've got to get rid of analog clocks because kids don't know how to read them. And I know that we're teachers, but we're not going to teach them. That's the first story. Second story is everybody who tries out for cheerleading is going to make it. You're not going to have anybody not make it because one parent complained. The parent who probably will be the worst cheer parent on earth now that the person's on the team. And how does it feel for the little boy, little girl who is now put on the team even though they didn't make it? They feel accomplished? They feel like they achieved something? I don't think so. Mom and dad whined and complained. The last story is out of Illinois. The headline is, and I don't even have to read the whole story, Illinois Senate passes a bill that requires LGBT history in public schools. Let that sink in when you realize you're not allowed to teach Christian history in public schools. Let that sink in when you realize that. They are required to teach LGBT history, whatever that is. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
The tools you need to face the day, like traffic.
Because I need to get to and from work every day
to know what to expect.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Is that Junior Walker also, Polo?
Yes, it is.
He was on a lot of records that I didn't even realize. He was like a studio musician for a lot of different big songs. So, nice tone. Sounds really good. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com to the phone lines. By the way, are we seeing that Rihanna is at the Met Gala in New York, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just her, though. It's everybody.
No, I saw that Katy Perry was there wearing wings or something, too. But, I mean, I point out Rihanna because is everybody making fun of Catholics?
Yes.
That's the theme?
It's the theme. I forgot what it was called, but that's the theme about religion or whatever.
What?
Yeah, I think it's like heavenly bodies, and I have to go back and look to see what it's called exactly.
She's wearing some freaking bedazzled outfit.
Yeah.
Where she's wearing a Pope hat.
Yeah, it's called Heavenly Bodies, Fashion, and the Catholic Imagination.
What?
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So it says, I mean, the actual thing says, once again, Rihanna is very on theme for the Met Gala.
Right.
Is the next one going to be the realities of Islam, and then would they all show up in burqas? I mean, what? Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you look in the
Whose
background.
Whose idea was this?
I don't know. Anna Wintours. Yeah, because
Should I know who that is?
Yeah. She's that lady, isn't she like on CBS or something? I don't know.
Didn't like a 17, 18-year-old girl just get in trouble for wearing a Chinese dress?
Yeah.
And the other day?
Yeah, and I have another story to add to that. But We'll get to that.
You're
later.
Doing pop culture?
Yeah, but if you look behind her, do you see, what's her name?
Katy Perry, you know?
No. The Sports Illustrated model.
I don't know.
She's the one that
Kate Upton?
Yes, Kate Upton. If you look behind her, you can see her, and she's wearing something, too.
So they're quite literally mocking the Catholic Church and some gala.
Basically.
I mean, you put on the Pope robe and outfit, you're mocking the church. I mean, I don't care. And again, it's their First Amendment right to do it, but that's okay. Everybody's cool with that?
Yeah, if you look at the other pictures, they're pretty out there.
All right. Okay, we'll take your phone calls in a second on the school stuff that we told you about. Got to remind you that you need to check your blood pressure. It's a good time to do it because May is Blood Pressure Awareness Month, and with a new guideline from the American Heart Association, you're going to want to take another look at your numbers and do something great for your heart. You could start by doing something I do every day. You have the Superbeets. Superbeets concentrates an essential nutrient found in the heart-healthy beets, which have been clinically shown to have a beneficial effect on supporting healthy blood pressure levels. It's a small thing you can do to make a big difference. So call 800-516-8389 or go to joelovesbeets.com. That's the website. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus indicator strips to see how it's working for you. And as a special offer during the month of May, you're going to receive a free bottle of D3 K2 Complex, a once-a-day dose of vitamins D3 and K2 that helps support strong bones and also promote healthy arteries in a great-tasting tablet, all with free shipping. Get on this right now, 1-800-516-8389, 800-516-8389, or joelovesbeets.com. Do it right now. A lot of people want to get heard on the education stories we put out there. Carrie, remind me, we'll have to bring that teaching LGBT history to the show again tomorrow. We have to revisit that one for sure. Let me go to Ed, who's in Minnesota. Ed, what's going on?
Hey, Joe, thanks for taking my call. This is the Swedish Eduardo from Minnesota. I just want to talk about the frustrating thing you've been talking about, the education and just letting everybody in. And all it's going to do is get the least deserving expect more, and the best of the best try less as we go on. There's just no sense in it.
Okay, did you say this is the Swedish Eduardo?
This is the Swedish Eduardo from Minnesota. Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you were Swedish, you wouldn't say Eduardo. You'd say Edward in Swedish, wouldn't you?
I'm part Spanish, too, so.
Okay, I just thought I'd bring that out. No, you're right. What they're doing is they're disincentivizing hard work. Absolutely. They're disincentivizing people to try to be the top and the best of the best. And they're telling other people it's okay. Right. It's okay that you weren't very good. You're still going to be on the team. You're absolutely right about that. I mean, am I wrong? Was that not a cultural question that I should have asked the Swedish Eduardo?
Oh, I think you should have. Yes.
Wouldn't the Swedish Eduardo be Eduardo? But the Swedish Eduardo? Wouldn't
no,
it be something like that?
Please don't do that. Mm-mm.
No, you do.
I don't know.
All seriousness, you do a Swedish accent so well. Please do it for the people.
I really don't. No.
Carrie, bring the Swedish accent. Don't play hard to get. Come on.
I do not have a Swedish accent. I don't.
Oh, please. Come on.
Just stop.
It.
No.
So. Why can't you?
I can't. No, because I don't have one. No.
All right.
I can't.
Sarah, I want to leave you hanging, but I quite literally have 25 seconds. Do it. Sarah says forget
she
it.
She won't
She's
do
gonna
it.
Take 25 seconds, say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing
accent,
it.
Right
I would doing. Rather hear pop culture. But Morgan's morning, dirt, but morning. Pop culture. We do. Polo? What's going on, dude?
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, you were talking about that story with the high school kid, and was it a Japanese dress? Is that what it was?
It was Chinese.
Chinese. Okay. So now, I know you're gonna give me crap for this, but Kim Kardashian West has a
come on, dude.
Listen, Linda. She has a company that she's trademarking called Kimono Intimates. And they're going to be Japanese-inspired, I guess, lingerie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, Kim Kardashian don't care, so that's not even going to matter. But somebody will be screaming and yelling about how it's cultural appropriation, trust me.
Right.
On that note, we got to get out of here. Carrie, we got a second. You want to do it?
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Portion, Marcy, don't for Carrie. No?
Please, no. Just end
the
show.
Got to get out of here with the entire crew. Joe Pags, back tomorrow. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.